Okay, good. All right. So let's go ahead and take the meditation posture. And then incidentally, we'll have time for Q&A, for a few minutes of Q&A at the end. All right. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling, starting to settle in. We're going to start with three really deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. One more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. One more time, super deep breath in. Retaining the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending out the exhale. Okay, good. So we'll move into the meditation with the perfect nurturers in just a moment. But before we do, we're going to actually experience giving love. Before we receive love, we're going to get familiar with giving love. People are often more at ease with that. So bring to mind an easy to love object. This will either be likely a pet, and the pet can be living or deceased, or a child age of 5 or less. So here we're looking for an easy to love object. So go ahead and bring up the easy to love object. And now, actually smile. Notice how you can't help but smile. So actually put a smile on your face. And now the beloved smiles back at you. They just can't help but smile. And now we're going to repeat a mantra to the beloved. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. And now you see this kind of silvery moonlight love going from you to the beloved. And the beloved feels just the same way about you. And so it's reciprocated. Also, you're looking at each other in the eyes. So happy to see one another. Notice how you will protect the beloved. It's totally clear. You won't let the beloved fall into any harm. And now the beloved sees that and settles and rests. Also, you take an interest in the mental states of the beloved, in what's going on for the beloved. You might lean in and say, "Oh, what's going on? How are you doing?" And the beloved feels totally seen and known. Totally delighted in. Totally safe and secure in the relationship. That's right. Keep going. And now, imagine that the beloved gets really upset and kind of has a tantrum or throws a fit. And now notice how your posture towards the beloved, in a sense, has not changed. That it's totally okay if the beloved is upset. You would never reject the beloved for being upset. Now see that clearly. And now feel into how what's arising for you is the question, how can I help? What can I do to relieve this suffering? Recognize that, feel into that. How can I help? And what becomes clear is this upset that the beloved was experiencing just goes back to suffering, that the beloved was suffering for some reason. And now you see that, you understand that suffering. It's like, oh, you're upset. I see that. There's something that hurts. So you lean in, tilt the head, say, oh, I'm sorry. What can I do to help? And now pick up the beloved or give the beloved some sort of physical affection that is attuned to the beloved's needs. And see how the beloved responds to that. See how that soothes the beloved. How the beloved is starting to settle. And now the beloved is really starting to feel good. The beloved is getting such good care. And now see how, at this point, you've kind of been through a bit of a journey with the beloved. There's this sense of a shared experience, sense of belonging. You and the beloved are a little family. And now imagine that now the beloved is starting to feel quite well, really starting to feel good. So now the desire to explore and discover their world arises for the beloved. So now go ahead and see the beloved exploring, doing some sort of play. And now you're going to watch that. Then you're just beaming. So actually smile, bring a smile onto the face. What a delight. How wonderful. How wonderful that you're out exploring, my beloved. And now feel into this interest in what are they going to find? What's going to be the next discovery? You're just so interested. Okay, good. And now imagine that they're done with their explorations and now they come back to you. And then they're going to tell you about their exploration. You're just hanging on every word. How wonderful. What a delight. I'm so proud of you. Now they really feel that support. They know that they can go out and explore, go out and assert themselves, go after what they want, that you'll always be there supporting them. They can see that, and you know that that's true. And now see how that changes the way that the beloved sees the whole world. That now they feel like the world is their oyster. Because they have all the support. And now have the explorations and discoveries fall to the side, fall away. And now convey very clearly to the beloved that they are a great delight to you. Just their very being. Now they can really feel that. And you're also a great delight to them. Now make a deep impression of this. Okay. And so now, perfect nurturers, right? So parent-like figures that are perfect and ideal in every way will take the position that you had been taking in this meditation. And now you, as a child, age of 5 or less, will take the place that the beloved was occupying. Now we're going to do a very similar meditation, visualization, but with you experiencing unconditional love from the perfect nurturer. So, okay, so there you are, a small child. And now see your perfect nurturer. And now you can start with one, or you can have two or more. And then these are perfect and ideal in every way, and they're not based on your actual parents or really anybody else that you know personally. So there they are. And now the first thing that you notice about your perfect nurturers is that there is this totally trustworthy and sweet interest in you. You are their child. They love you and they're just interested in you. Now go ahead and see that in the visualization. And now they approach you. And now notice that you are totally safe and protected. Now really notice that. What does that look like in the scene for you? What are the effects of feeling safe and protected on you and on the body and on the mind? The shoulders drop just a bit more. Everything settles. The mind quiets. Just very clear that you are safe and protected with them. We keep safe the things that we value. It makes sense. They would never hurt you. That's right. And now they also take an interest in what's going on for you, an interest in your mental states. But this is completely non-invasive. This is just from a place of really sweet interest. Like, oh, what's happening? What's going on for you? How have you been? They lean in, they tilt the head. They say, oh, is it that you're feeling such and such? So they take a guess as to what's coming up for you. You might respond with, yes, I'm feeling like such and such. And now really feel into what it's like to be totally seen and known, totally opened up to and accepted. And once again, their interest in you is so sweet and supportive. It just feels like a hug, the way that they're interested in you. And it's such a delight for them to be with you. And now develop that in the scene. What a delight you are. What a delight. And now, here we're going to experience unconditional love, also compassion. So now bring up some sort of upset. Kind of imagine getting really, really upset. And being like so upset that you're kind of just in a just a terrible mood, just really pouty, kind of throwing a tantrum. And now notice how this does not turn off the perfect nurturers. That they're totally with you, totally attuned. That they understand that anybody would be upset just like this if they had your same experience. It's totally okay. Now see how there might be a part of you that is expecting, you know, critique or rejection for being kind of in such a bad mood, for throwing such a fit. And now notice how that expectation is being disconfirmed. No, it's totally okay. You get to be upset. They see that. That's okay. They know that there's been real suffering for you. There's this quality of complete openness, complete attentiveness, and receptivity towards you. And they once again really attune. They're like, oh, well, what's wrong? What? Why are you upset? What can we do to help? So they lean in, tilt the head. What can we do to relieve this suffering for you? So here they might physically soothe you, hold you, rock you. Maybe hold your hand, rub your shoulders, rub your back, whatever it is that you need. So shape the scene in such a way to meet your needs. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Really taking all of this in. Keep developing the scene. And also, you might want to dialogue with them about what your upset is. What is it that you need to tell them? How is it that they respond? And they really get it. And also, this is a total delight for them to be with you and support you in this way. They're just happy to be with you. And also, and this is very important, They know that you're going to move through this just fine. It's just a matter of time. They're totally confident in you. And they're always going to be there for you. Now really take all of that in. That's right. Keep going. Keep shaping and reshaping the scene such that you get your needs met. Seeing how they're really happy to meet your needs. They're so responsive, so receptive. Okay. And now, given all this care, given all this support, you really start to feel better. And you start coming out of this suffering. And now they see that. And that is also a great source of delight. So happy that you're feeling better. This is sympathetic joy. Oh, very good. Oh, we're so happy you're feeling better. And now they just can't help but smile. And now you see and feel that smile in the body. And now get this sense that you've now been on this kind of this journey with the perfect nurturer. It's like you've kind of been through a lot. There's a lot of shared experiences. There's a sense of belonging, even like synchronization of your nervous systems. You know what you've been through. And this reinforces a sense of connection and belonging. And now really take that in. I belong. I feel connected. And this is always available to me. Now really make a deep impression on that. The perfect nurturers love being with you. There's no limit on this. Okay, good. And now make a deep impression of that. And so now we'll go on and do a play scene where you're going to explore your world. So bring up some sort of play or exploration scene where you're going to go after what's meaningful to you. And it can be like a childlike play, or it can even be an adult-like exploration. Either is fine. So go ahead and bring that up now. So there you are playing and exploring. And now the perfect nurturers really support you. What's more is that your explorations are an absolute delight for them. This is really obvious. You can see this on their faces. And they can come along and explore and play with you. But if so, you are the one that determines the play. They don't determine it. It's all about what you want. Or they can sit on the sidelines watching attentively and supportively. So go ahead and develop the scene. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. And they're noticing every little kind of creative act. And they see that actually your play is very creative. It's really well thought out. And that you kind of leave your mark on the play. And that's what they really find interesting. Or you leave your mark on your exploration. They see that. They really marvel at that. And they see that this is an expression of self that's very important. What a delight. Now, really feel into the sense of being supported. Okay, and now bring that play to an end. And now, the perfect nurture. So come back to the perfect nurture and just report on your play. They're just so interested. They're just hanging on every word. Now, once again, this is a shared experience. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. And now the scene changes in such a way that now the emphasis is no longer on supporting your explorations, but now the emphasis is on how you are a delight. You are a joy to them. For them to be with you makes them so happy. Now feel into that. What a delight you are. And now very clearly associate this sense of delight, this happiness in them, this joy, with your sense of self. Make that really explicit. I am a delight. I create delight. I am a joy. And now you can see that. Everything about the scene reinforces that. Develop the scene. And now make a deep impression of that. Now here shortly we'll be coming to the end. But now see your real adult life unfolding before you. See yourself now moving through your real adult life, and we'll focus on social interactions first. So see how you expect to connect. You expect to have this sense of belonging. That you expect to be delighted in. And that, of course, you delight in others. That you attune to others and that others attune to you, you feel totally seen and known. Also, notice how you have an impact on others. That what you think, what you want, it matters to other people. And now make a deep impression of this. And now, with all this support, see yourself doing an exploration scene. So seeing yourself going after what you're interested in your real adult life. So make a plan around that and then start executing the plan. That's right, keep going. And now notice how you're so supported. Supported by your perfect nurturers, supported by all these people in your life. So you really know you can go out there confidently going after what you want. That's right. Now, really notice that you can have an impact on the world. That you have agency, and that you know what you want, and you're supported in all of this. Really make a deep impression of this. Okay, good. And now for 30 seconds, just look back. What was this like? What did you learn? And also get the sense that you're the one that did this meditation. That you're able of changing, you're capable of changing your life, going after what you want in life, and you're capable of healing and developing. Now make a deep impression of that as well. Okay, good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.